堂听 class.com。
The first thing you should know is that all of the different regions or provinces in China developed different cooking styles. Sichuan food happens to be my favorite.
First thing you should know is that all the different regions or provinces in China developed different cooking styles. Sichuan food happens to be my favorite.
I agree.
I agree.
I've tried Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan food, and they differ quite considerably.
I've tried Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan food, and they differ quite considerably.
I'm very curious.
I'm very curious.
Why did the different provinces develop such unique styles?
Why did the different provinces develop such unique styles?
Well, to be honest, I am no expert on Chinese food.
Well, to be honest, I am no expert on Chinese food.
But perhaps I can explain some of the basic things.
But perhaps I can explain some of the basic things.
Because of climatic differences in different areas,Different foods are grown and eaten.
Because of climatic differences in different areas, different foods are grown and eaten.
For example, the people in the south tend to eat more rice, while the northern people eat more noodles.
For example, the people in the south tend to eat more rice, while the northern people eat more noodles.
Personally, I prefer hot and spicy foods, but I realize my tastes are not the same as everyone else's.
Personally, I prefer hot and spicy foods.But I realize my tastes are not the same as everyone else's.
Cooking is really a highly developed art in China.
Cooking is really a highly developed art in China.
They even have a theory about the five tastes. Sweet,Sour, spicy, salty, and bitter.
They even have a theory about the five tastes. Sweet, sour, spicy, salty, and bitter.
Different foods are combined, which creates some very unique flavors.
Different foods are combined, which creates some very unique flavors.
I also have noticed that the way foods are chopped or sliced, the methods of cooking, and even the utensils are quite different from Western food.
have also noticed that the way foods are chopped or sliced, the methods of cooking, and even the utensils are quite different from Western food.
I've never seen a wok or a pair of chopsticks in a Western restaurant.
I've never seen a wok or a pair of chopsticks in a Western restaurant.
Everything about Chinese food is refined.
Everything about Chinese food is refined.
After all, China has a 5,000-year history, so cooking has had a long time to develop.
After all, China has a 5,000-year history, so cooking has had a long time to develop.
But now that we've discussed the matter, let's enjoy these dishes on the table.
But now that we've discussed the matter, let's enjoy these dishes on the table.
I guess after all of the careful preparation, the most important thing is to enjoy the food, especially with good tea and good friends.
I guess after all of the careful preparation, the most important thing is to enjoy the food, especially with good tea and good friends.
Here's to your health.
Here's to your health. Mark, why don't we go to a Chinese restaurant for dinner tonight? I know an excellent place on Market Street.
That's a great idea. I think I know the place you're referring to, and I agree. The food is superb there.
I'm really glad you came here with me. I know you've traveled in the Orient, so perhaps you could suggest some dishes to order. Chinese food is such a mystery to me.
I can understand your confusion. The problem is that there are so many varieties of Chinese food to choose from. The first thing you should know is that all of the different regions or provinces in China develop different cooking styles. Sichuan food happens to be my favorite.
I agree. I've tried Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan food, and they differ quite considerably. I'm very curious. Why did the different provinces develop such unique styles?
Well, to be honest, I am no expert on Chinese food. But perhaps I can explain some of the basic things. Because of climatic differences in different areas, different foods are grown and eaten. For example, the people in the south tend to eat more rice, while the northern people eat more noodles.
Personally, I prefer hot and spicy foods. But I realize my tastes are not the same as everyone else's.
Cooking is really a highly developed art in China. They even have a theory about the five tastes: sweet, sour, spicy, salty, and bitter. Different foods are combined, which creates some very unique flavors.
I also have noticed that the way foods are chopped or sliced, the methods of cooking, and even the utensils are quite different from Western food. I've never seen a wok or a pair of chopsticks in a Western restaurant.
Everything about Chinese food is refined. After all, China has a 5,000-year history, so cooking has had a long time to develop. But now that we've discussed the matter, let's enjoy these dishes on the table.
I guess after all of the careful preparation, the most important thing is to enjoy the food, especially with good tea and good friends. Here's to your health. Section 1. I know the pantomime to which you're referring. It was really amusing.
I know the pantomime to which you're referring. It was really amusing.
Yes. Everyone there burst out laughing.
Yes. Everyone there burst out laughing.
Section 2. Why do you love me?
Why do you love me?
I'm just a useless tramp.
I'm just a useless tramp.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I like everything about you, including the way you sit, the way you talk, and...
I like everything about you, including the way you sit, the way you talk, and...
You like the way I rough you up?
Do you like the way I rough you up?
Section 1. I know the pantomime to which you're referring. It was really amusing.
Yes, everyone there burst out laughing.
Section 2. Why do you love me? I'm just a useless tramp.
I don't know. I like everything about you, including the way you sit, the way you talk, and...
Do you like the way I rough you up?
Drill. Ask me if I'd like to go to the China Hotel for dinner. They serve excellent sour and sweet pork steak.
Tell me, no. You feel like having some spaghetti and pizza.
Tell me, you know a good Italian restaurant near Tianmo Park. Then ask me if I'd like to eat there.
Tell me, you know the place I'm referring to, but you don't feel comfortable eating there.
Ask me if that's because there's a graveyard beside the restaurant.
Tell me, yes, you feel many ghosts are peeping at you whenever you eat there.
Tell me that's just my imagination.
Tell me, no, it's not just imagination. Once you saw the shadows of those ghosts.
Tell me, I better see a psychiatrist.
Ask me if I mean you're mentally sick.
Tell me, yes, only mental patients have such visions.
Ask me if I have been a mental patient.
Say, of course not. Then ask me why I asked.
Ask me how I know only mental patients have such visions if I've never been one.
Tell me, you know I'm eloquent, but this is not a debate class.
Ask me if I'd like to go to the China Hotel for dinner. They serve excellent sour and sweet pork steak.
Tell me, no, you feel like having some spaghetti and pizza.
Tell me, you know a good Italian restaurant near Tianmu Park. Then, ask me if I'd like to eat there.
Tell me, you know the place I'm referring to, but you don't feel comfortable eating there.
Ask me if that's because there's a graveyard beside the restaurant.
Tell me, yes, you feel many ghosts are peeping at you whenever you eat there.
Tell me, that's just my imagination.
Tell me, no, it's not just imagination. Once you saw the shadows of those ghosts.
Tell me, I better see a psychiatrist.
Ask me if I mean you're mentally sick.
Tell me, yes, only mental patients have such visions.
Ask me if I have been a mental patient.
Say, of course not. Then ask me why I asked.
Ask me how I know only mental patients have such visions if I've never been one.
Tell me, you know I'm eloquent, but this is not a debate class. Lesson 11, Toothache. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, nurse. May I see the dentist?
Do you have an appointment?
I'm afraid not.
I'm sorry, but the dentist is booked up today. Could you come back on Monday morning at 10 o'clock?
Nurse, I'm afraid you don't understand. I can't wait to see the dentist. My tooth is killing me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but it's out of the question. Our waiting room is full of patients to see the dentist. Perhaps some aspirin or painkillers might help.
Could you squeeze me in for tonight? You don't want to see me groaning here, do you?
I'll have to ask the dentist. He never works on Saturday nights. But if it's a real emergency...
Please, nurse. I think I have an abscess on my gums. This could be serious. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, nurse.
Good afternoon, nurse.
May I see the dentist?
May I see the dentist?
Do you have an appointment?
Do you have an appointment?
I'm afraid not.
I'm afraid not.
I'm sorry, but the dentist is booked up today.
I'm sorry, but the dentist is booked up today.
Could you come back on Monday morning at 10 o'clock?
Could you come back on Monday morning at 10 o'clock?
Nurse, I'm afraid you don't understand.
Nurse, I'm afraid you don't understand.
I can't wait to see the dentist. My tooth is killing me.
I can't wait to see the dentist. My tooth is killing me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but it's out of the question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but it's out of the question.
Our waiting room is full of patients to see the dentist.
Our waiting room is full of patients to see the dentist.
Perhaps some aspirin or painkillers might help.
Perhaps some aspirin or painkillers might help.
Could you squeeze me in for tonight?
Could you squeeze me in for tonight?
You don't want to see me groaning here, do you?
You don't want to see me groaning here, do you?
I'll have to ask the dentist.
I'll have to ask the dentist.
He never works on Saturday nights, but if it's a real emergency...
He never works on Saturday nights, but if it's a real emergency...
Please, nurse.
Please, nurse.
I think I have an abscess on my gums.
I think I have an abscess on my gums.
This could be serious.
This could be serious. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, nurse. May I see the dentist?
Do you have an appointment?
I'm afraid not.
I'm sorry, but the dentist is booked up today. Could you come back on Monday morning at 10 o'clock?
Nurse, I'm afraid you don't understand. I can't wait to see the dentist. My tooth is killing me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but it's out of the question. Our waiting room is full of patients to see the dentist. Perhaps some aspirin or painkillers might help.
Could you squeeze me in for tonight? You don't want to see me groaning here, do you?
I'll have to ask the dentist. He never works on Saturday nights. But if it's a real emergency...
Please, nurse. I think I have an abscess on my gums. This could be serious. Section 1. Excuse me, could you help me?
Excuse me, could you help me?
I would like to enroll in this cooking class.
I would like to enroll in this cooking class.
I'm sorry, this week's class is full already.
I'm sorry, this week's class is full already.
Section 2. Are we still going to the movies tonight, Sarah?
Are we still going to the movies tonight, Sarah?
I called the theater, and tonight's show is all sold out.
I called the theater, and tonight's show is all sold out.
Section 3. Hi, Mom. I'm home from school.
Hi, Mom. I'm home from school.
May I go to the park and play?
May I go to the park and play?
Michael, it's Tuesday. You're supposed to be at your piano lesson now.
Michael, it's Tuesday. You're supposed to be at your piano lesson now.